this get made? Hey everybody, welcome to a How Did This Get Made mini episode. What's up? You guys like live shows? Good, because we got them. December 13th, Los Angeles. We'll be performing live at Largo, doing a holiday-themed movie at 8:30 p.m. Now, guess what? If that show sells out, we're doing another one, another holiday movie. I would say we do a Christmas movie and a Hanukkah movie. I just don't think there's that many Hanukkah movies out there. But they'll be holiday-themed. It will be good. We'd love you to come out and see those. And if you're in a giving mood or you just want to hang out, again, on December 12th, I'll be doing my holiday show. And there's a show I do every year for the last 5 years. Rhett Miller will be joining me as my co-host. You know him, of course, from our Cobra episode, a very talented musician in his own right from the old 97s. It's going to be a good show. You know why? Because all that money goes to charity. We're going to give you some laughs, and all that money goes to help people so you can go and say, I gave money, but I got something in return, because that's really the best time to give money, when you can get something back, like a tote bag. But this is like a tote bag, but full of laughs. And I hope it will be full of laughs. You're not getting a tote bag. Did you guys know that Woody Allen has a special place in his heart for Halloween 3 Season of the Witch? I do now. We're going to hear more about that in the corrections and omissions section of the mini episode. Also, a brand new movie game. Your cues will be A'd. But first, let's talk about the reason why we're here. The movie we're doing next week. Ben Affleck has been vilified for being Batman in this new movie. How could he? He will never be good. You know what? He will never be worse than Daredevil. I don't even know if Ben Affleck is bad in Daredevil. I just know Daredevil is bad. I just watched a trailer for it. We are doing it this week. And this movie, whoa, so many people in it. Michael Clark Duncan, Colin Farrell, Jen Garner, Ben Affleck, Johnny Favs, that's right, that's my man, Johnny Favreau, who was a sidekick in two big Marvel movies. Crazy that he did that twice. No one made a big deal when he came on to Iron Man. They're like, yeah, we like him as a sidekick, but Ben Affleck, people don't like it. I think he's going to be good. I think he could be good. That's what I think. Come on, come at me at the forums. You will. All right, let's take a listen to the trailer.
Are you here to confirm that Daredevil is responsible for this, Detective?
There is no proof that Daredevil even exists.
He can hear it before it makes a sound. He can sense it before it happens. He can vanish before you realize he's there. And he's the last person you'd ever expect.
Police suspect the vigilante Daredevil was the one to bring the criminals to justice.
I don't know why you read that trash.
You want the truth?
Tell me.
She's hideous.
Excuse me.
I just wanted to get your name.
Does every guy have to go through all this to find out your name?
You should try asking for my number.
I've been following that piece you wrote about the Kingpin.
How do you kill a man without fear?
Let the bodies hit them.
Give me bullseye.
The devil's mine.
I hope justice is found here before justice finds you.
How can you be a skeptic?
There's no eyewitness. I mean, you know, Bigfoot has eyewitnesses.
Please.
Oh, man. You see, I did forget about this movie. I remember this being the only movie that I saw in the theater where I drank a 40, and it still wasn't as good as I wanted it to be. Daredevil, so, so good. Very excited for this episode. Cannot wait to talk about it. There's so much crazy stuff in here. Watching the trailer just got me really jazzed about this. Okay, let's go into corrections and omissions. This is a chance for you guys to correct us if we said something wrong, or tell us if we missed something entirely in Halloween 3 Season of the Witch. Let's go to corrections and omissions.
There's something rather spiffing about corrections and omissions, but some people take it a bit too far. Like the simple girl on Amazon that gave this film 5 stars.
All right, looks like we actually covered a lot of the bases in Halloween 3, but someone brought this point up, and I think it is so awesome. Okay, this is from J. Christopher Aronson, and he writes, in Broadway Danny Rose, Woody Allen walks past a marquee of Halloween 3, Season of the Witch. The scene was a sly hello to one of Woody's former flames, Stacy Nelkin. That she played Ellie in Halloween 3. He dated Nelkin in the late 70s, and she was in her late teens. Believe it or not, Stacy Nelkin was the inspiration for Margot Hemingway's character in Manhattan, the one Woody regretfully breaks up with. That is pretty amazing. I don't know if that's coincidental. I can't be. It's a Woody Allen movie. Holy shit. I didn't even know that Margot Hemingway had an inspiration. And from Halloween 3? Holy moly. That, I think, wins best correction and omission ever. Do we have a sound effect? I don't think so. Okay. But you would have won something, and it would have been awesome. Okay, guys, we do a thing on the show called the movie game. Okay, so this week's movie is about an obsessed painter who begins painting on strange surfaces. That sounds like a terrible idea for a movie. So write us your movie title ideas at hdtgmfilmtitles@gmail.com. That's hdtgmfilmtitles@gmail.com. We'll pick our favorites and then post them on the Facebook page, and people get to vote on them. It's really fun. Now remember, this is a real movie. So if you're going to do a play on words with a pre-existing movie, you're uncreative and you should be ashamed of yourself. All right, so one more time, it's about an obsessed painter who starts using strange surfaces as his canvas. So weird, so good. Now, while you guys are working on this week's movie game, let's talk about last week's movie game. The logline was a popular ice cream that turns people into zombies. We put the votes out there. You guys came up with some amazing answers. Here they are, from the least popular to the most popular. Scary Dairy. Ice cream for ice cream. Brain freeze. And Sunday. Bloody Sunday. Sunday, Bloody Sunday obviously was the winner. The real title was The Stuff. So whoever came up with Sunday, Bloody Sunday, you fucking did it. You're the best. You're the best in the world. All right. Okay, now it is time for a little Q&A. You ask me Q's, I give you A's. Also, just want to let you guys know, we have an official Twitter page now. You can follow us on Twitter at HDTGM. That's us. How'd this get made? On Twitter. We have an official page, a presence. All right, back to your Q&As. Here we go. Catherine Aspaw writes, can I have another piece of cake? Catherine, no. You are supposed to be gluten-free. You cannot do this to your body. You will have terrible, terrible diarrhea. Some bad Catherine, bad. John Bradley writes, mayonnaise or Miracle Whip? Bro, Miracle Whip is the shit. I haven't had Miracle Whip in a long time, and now I'm just realizing my life has been empty without it. Mayonnaise? When you can have a little relish, a little zest? Come on, man. Mayonnaise bullshit. Let's check out what Christopher Meltzer wrote. He goes, what kind of cake should I buy someone if you gave them VD? A lot of cake-related questions today. Well, this is a good question. I always talk to people about this. The best cake for VD is... I like to just go something with like a large flowers on it. And then you write in the center of the cake, you go, think of your open sores as blooming flowers. So it goes down a little bit nicer because everyone wants those flowers on the cake. Okay. Kyle L. DeWeest writes, why do my feet itch? Well, Kyle, it's because you're dying from the outside. That's right. Your skin is revolting against your body. Soon your flesh will be off, just like that time Willow ripped off that guy's flesh in Buffy. I know a deep reference. I know it's a spoiler reference. Sorry, bros. That's what's happening. Your skin is revolting. Take better care of your skin. Loofah, for Christ's sake. Steven Outlaw writes, peanut butter, crunchy or smooth? Bro, it doesn't work like that. You just can't pick crunchy or smooth and live a life based on that. If it's a sandwich, you want crunchy because it catches the jelly. If it's smooth, it's for a cracker. You just can't pick one and go for it. I mean, these are intense discussions. You have to look at your palate. You got to figure that shit out. Although, I'm going to tell you, I've been doing a lot of almond butter lately. There's no crunchy option in almond butter. I don't know why, because it's delicious and it's actually made of nuts too. Let's get on that. Let's get some crunchy almond butter in this bitch. Brian Moore writes, if I die, who gets my collection of antique cat collars? Well, the fact that you have antique cat collars makes me go, you have no friends, so they will die with you. They will be buried with you in your own coffin. I am so sorry to tell you that, but I'm glad to be the only form of communication that you've gotten in a very long time. And finally, John Pitt writes, red or green chili? Guys, a lot of food-related questions this week. And I'm nervous that you're waiting on me to give you these answers. My taste buds should not dictate what you guys eat, although Miracle Whip is the shit and crunchy peanut butter is pretty fucking badass. For me, it depends. If I'm going to do like simple nachos, I'm going to get that red chilies. Like red chilies? I don't even know really what this means. Like red peppers? Bro, I'm not going to answer this question. I am rejecting your cue because I don't have enough information to make. I don't know if you're going habaneros. I don't know what a red chili is. You're talking about like chili from the place Chili's. God damn it, these questions are getting hard. Guys, thank you so much for listening. Watch Daredevil next week. You probably are wondering, is it streaming? Kind of yes, kind of no. It is streaming on Amazon, Apple iTunes, Vudu, YouTube, and the Sony Entertainment Network, all for a $2.99 rental. That's pretty fucking good. I'll do that. So you can get it for $2.99. That's not bad. That's worth it. Worth it a lot. Also, before I go, a big shout out and then thank you to Sonia Weiser, who's been helping me with these mini episodes. She's great. And you know what? To celebrate how great she is, why don't you buy a How Did This Get Made t-shirt? Because if you buy them, then we'll make new ones. And I'm tired of those biling ones. They're awesome, but I want to sell new shirts. Don't make any money off of it. I just want to sell a new shirt. Okay, so there you go. Watch Daredevil. We'll see you next week. Thank you so much for listening. All right, bye.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio. Boom. .com. The wolf dead.